Pandavani Jalakadasi. I'm sending this message as early as possible. I just returned back from dressing Radhe Shyam. They're dressed in a beautiful Ekadasi outfit. Somehow Ekadasi dresses are very, very beautiful. Pink, red, and silver. Krishna has very nice paintings on his cheeks of pink flowers. Of course, he's playing his flute and dancing, and Srimati Radharani has a crown and many flowers decorating around her forehead, her braid, as well as holding a bunch of flowers, all of these flowers coming from New Vrajadhan. Most of the flowers are being grown here now. It's very rainy. I arrived here in the evening, and it was very raining slightly. It was drizzling all night long, and right now it's still overcast. The place is wonderfully green, in fact, in one sense, too much so. There's been hardly sunshine in Hungary, more or less for the last 2 weeks. It's just been raining. So everything's very green in New Vrajadhan. And on the other hand, too much water is also not good for the crops. Some of the devotees here are going to be just chanting all day long. They've taken a vow to chant 3 times 64 rounds. It's very good. Srila Prabhupada approved that devotees on Ekadasi chant, do nothing else but chant Hari Vasana, and they can stay up all night long until the next day. Of course, for preaching and our regular services, we should not neglect those. And those always take priority over all types of austerities. Otherwise, if devotees can make extra time, then just concentrating on the sound vibration of the holy name, remembering Krishna's pastimes, hearing about Krishna, this is the path recommended, especially on this day, especially on this Ekadasi. Pandav Nirjal Ekadasi, devotees who are strictly observing will not only not eat grains, but they won't eat at all. And Srila Prabhupada points out that according to Shastra, drinking water is also eating. Therefore, it's called Nirjal, without water. Anyone who may have broken Ekadasi throughout the year at any time, accidentally, such things happen, or not properly observed Ekadasi, or not properly broken Ekadasi at the proper time, too early or even too late, or even committed any offenses against Ekadasi day. Just like very often devotees, to break Ekadasi, they sit down and they begin taking prasadam on the Dwadasi. That isn't exactly what breaking fast means. Breaking fast is part of the ritual. It should be done as a form of worship to Hari, and Gaudiya Vaishnavas generally break fast taking a little Jagannath Mahaprasadam. Usually rice, it's available in the market, in Jagannath Puri, in nice little pink bags, dried rice Mahaprasadam from Jagannath that keeps forever and ever and ever. And the devotees usually sit on the floor very reverentially, take a few grains of Jagannath Mahaprasad, offer obeisances to the Lord. That's called breaking Ekadasi. And whatever transgressions one may have occurred during the year can all be made up by very strictly following Ekadasi on this one day. Of course, if for some devotees it's too much of an austerity, sometimes they may get sick or they can't do without water, then just fast from solid foods. And if that's not possible, then just stick to the regular fast. to the best of my knowledge, Srila Prabhupada did not overemphasize this, although he did mention and speak about how devotees follow Ekadasi, particularly in India. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was asked about following Ekadasi, he gave the formula that I had mentioned just now for Pandav Nirjal Ekadasi as one that the devotee should follow all throughout the year for every Ekadasi. All 24 or 25 of them. So that means fasting completely, dry fast, staying up all night, chanting Hare Krishna, not offering, honoring even Jagannath's Mahaprasadam or the Lord's Mahaprasadam. This was Lord Chaitanya's standard, and this was particularly his answer to a question that was put to him by the Vaishnavas: how should we observe Ekadasi? So, of course, Srila Prabhupada has made so many concessions for us, considering our Western nature, our lack of sense control or ability to do austerities, and the difficulty that imposes, and also particularly the importance of being in good health and having energy for preaching, because preaching takes precedent over all of these other things. But all that aside, devotees should consider if they can, at least on this day, put their time and energies into observing the fast that also Lord Krishna had given Bhim in order to make up for the other Ekadasis he couldn't quite follow during the year. So, Pandav Nirjal Ekadasi, that is today. This is the day of Hari, the day of the Lord. It is something that we use to better remember Krishna. We fast not in order to acquire some kind of siddhi, some kind of perfection, mystic power. We don't fast in order to lose weight. We don't fast because we don't know why we're fasting. For us, fasting is a means to please Krishna. Everything that a pure devotee does is for Krishna's pleasure. Will Krishna be pleased if on this day I give up all types of sense gratification? I simply put all my energies into serving Him, thinking Him, chanting His holy names. If I can get Krishna's pleasure by this activity, then by all means I will do it. So in that mood, devotees perform austerities. Otherwise, austerities for any type of other purpose, for some distinction or fame, recognition, acquiring something, getting some wealth and power, as was the austerities of Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu and Ravana. These are not wanted by Vaishnavas, just to please Krishna. And that should always be our mentality. Whatever we do, whether it's on Ekadasi or any other day, we always want to please Krishna. And this is our rule of thumb. Does something please the Lord? Anukulyena sankalpa pratikulya vivarjanam. If something pleases Krishna, then we do it. And if something displeases Krishna, we don't do it. With this mentality, a devotee can't go wrong, and he will naturally go back home, back to Godhead. Tomorrow, we'll continue. I'm going to send this off as quickly as possible. Just one last note. Breakfast, at least here in Hungary, takes place at 3:47 in the morning. Check your time, because breakfast is very early tomorrow, and it goes till for 6 hours, so for 9 o'clock, 9:04. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.